This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, bitch.
Oh, yeah, you know that is right. I wasn't quite ready for that. I thought we were going to play a drop.
I'm born ready. Here's your drop right here.
It's the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. Damn.
I wonder who you might be impersonating there.
Was that a good impersonation? Was that?
It was a kind of an evolution.
Damn, man. We're going to give a big shout out to my homegirl DJ Sarah Love and my boy Mice Diggy.
Diggy.
I be seeing you up in the clubs, man.
Sorry. We're going to get carried away and forget this is a radio show.
Welcome to the show, bitches and bitchettes.
Welcome.
We don't discriminate.
And thank you to Ian Boldsworth.
Yep.
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on your favourite unregulated radio, FUBAR.
That's right.
And you should check out his show. Listen back as well. You can listen back to all FUBAR past episodes on the website. This last show, we brought you a serious OG. We were speaking to Master Ace.
Triple OG.
Yeah. And then we also spoke to Coops. An upcoming G.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got his first album out. But, you know, if you missed any of that, listen back on the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. My goodness. We're going to be on our toes today, Mice.
Yeah, it's another jam-packed show, man. Look at the goodness we bring you, like.
You know, and I really think people think we're just like chilling and then this happens by itself.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
It's a constant grind
well,
to make sure.
Millennials. All week up in the air, well, you know these millennials, bro.
Really?
Right, what's up with the weather? I don't know, but these millennials, man, they just, you know what I mean? It felt good saying it. I felt empowered and shit.
Hey, man, don't separate the generations. We need unity.
Well, you know these millennials, though.
But coming up today, we have so many goodies for you. My goodness. Not only are we going to be speaking to Ty, not only are we also speaking to Akuanaru, not only are we speaking to Highbury Corner,
shout
and we've got
to
the
LSC
open
crew,
mic.
You know the way they're like, yeah.
But seriously, like, this is incredible. We have an interview with Run. Yes, you heard correctly. Run of Run DMC fame.
AKA Reverend Run to all you religious mother lovers out there.
And millennials.
These millennials don't know about no religion out here, fam. You know, anyway, these millennials. It's almost like the pagans. You know how people use that? You're a pagan, bruv. We're all bloody pagans, mate.
Preach.
You know what I mean? We all think rabbits lay chocolate eggs during Easter. So we're all paganed out. You know what I mean? You put a whole load of balls on your Christmas tree. You know what that is? Paganism, fam. Bear pagan. Man, I'm a proud pagan. How about that? You know what I mean?
The next t-shirt.
Yeah, they go that way, I go this
t-shirt.
Way. I'm a proud pagan, fam. Man's getting pagan tatted on his belly like Tupac. Pagan
life.
P-A-G-A-N.
Pagan life.
Just pagan. My whole, it's beyond life. Paganism is beyond life. We all live by it.
It is so, beyond life. It's eternal.
It's, yeah.
See,
it's,
we're deep on this show too.
We get way too deep. And that's in the first 5 minutes. We ain't even hit the 5 minute spot. You lot already been schooled on how much of a pagan you are, fam.
But we better keep it rolling if we want to fit everything in, because we got the open mic coming up. We've got a crazy gig guide for you. And of course, the legend of Run DMC, Rev Run. That's right.
For
I've got brand new music for you from Flip Tricks. Some Lewis Parker in the bag. Let's see what else we get to spin you. Hit us up because we want to shout you out at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. And you can also email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com.
You pagans!
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York. We on FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Real hip hop. Let's go.
1, 2.
Uh-huh.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2, y'all. Check. It's like this, y'all. Listen. Hey, yo. You don't really want none of these. You're old school like dungarees. Yeah, I can see the holes in your flows like a lump of cheese. You can't stand what I'm doing. That's why I numb your knees and leave you in a state that's got you buzzing like some bumblebees. Hey, yo, my brother, please. Shit be unreleased. I load a track up in a wrapper like a gun. I'll squeeze. Ain't no competition. Bun them other companies. Getting blown out of the picture like some tumbleweeds. Grab the funds and breeze. I don't run with thieves. Better call Steven Seagal because you're under siege. Way beneath the surface, just like submarines. Make it look easy for real because it's done with ease. I conjure up themes without ganja leaves. Not a native New Yorker, but yet we come from Queens. Been in more studios than you had cups of teas. Always moving on the mic, I ain't the one to freeze.
With those that violate me, I shall annihilate thee. Yeah. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee.
I'm from a time of broke beats, loops, leaves, and 8-tracks. Beef from a name, fame, and spinning on my back. Never grow a man in plans, you sort of envy it. Open season for treason and his jealousy is venison. Keep to my own at home. Me and Joker on another zone. Production eruption is prone. Saying crossword, password, pattern and craftwork. Uno dos verse, dope experts, plenty of jerks. Had him disperse, flirt with the wording and verse. Like the stars, flavor and bars and major by far. Painted songs for hate, y'all niggas can't see the picture. Clouded by the dumbed down focus, I got you mixed up. No concentration, no themes, only frustration it seems. No flourishing dreams, cause you suck at it. We automatic like long clips, fired from hits. Inspired the body you from the rip.
All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee.
Yeah.
All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee.
I keep banging like a migraine in your head till your eyes drain. Dreams so big, you're gonna have to get a wide frame. So precise aim, know you roll like a dice game. Thought you was the dopest on the mic, then I came. A bad boogie on the putty, you should know the deal. Putting out tracks on the wrecks, that's an overkill. Better pull over still, popo on the hill. Life's driving me mad, can you please hold the wheel? Who the hell are you to try and curb my enthusiasm? You couldn't make it up better than a beauty pageant. Saying hip-hop is dead, but when it truly hasn't. Take me for a free ride like your Uber cabin. Get my foot in the door without a crowbar. How's life treating you? So good so far. I'm going, going, gone, just like a gopher. Saturday night fever without Don Chapota.
All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee.
Yeah.
All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. All I got is beef with those that violate, violate. I shall annihilate, 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 annihilate.
I'm very, very excited because Ralph Roll is in the building.
The craziest thing that ever happened to me, I did the Grammys with Lady Gaga. First, I would hear a voice would count, or then you would hear a click. So I'm playing, and everything is fine. All the rehearsals were great. Sound check was great. And I'm playing going, man, I am killing because I can't hear the click. And then I realized there was no click. The click was not there.
And so, if you also stop to think, then everything goes.
On a live show, I would be that drummer that stopped on the Grammys for the rest of my life, you know? I could be sitting in, like, McDonald's and they go, aren't you that drummer who stopped on the Grammys? You know, and I'd run out screaming.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
PC, we got you covered here on FUBAR. Shouts out to PC, regular listener locked into the show. King Chico up in Corby Town, mate. 111, Tim Joshua, Mac J, Skylar Simmers. It's always lovely to hear from you guys. Get in touch with us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. We've got so much goodness coming up for you. That last cut that we played is brand new from Sam Kratz. The track is called Annihilate, featuring two-time UK End of the Week champion G-Bag and Elder Sensei of the Artifacts. And that's available now for free. You
you can download it for free on In The Balance Records. And check out the video too, because it's very pretty.
Yeah, boy.
And you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love.
Yes, myself, Mice Diggy. And right about now, you know we get into that time that we all love. The time that gets you out of that slump that you're in. The special time.
Where we just, remind the world that there are cool things happening and people doing all kinds of cool things that, seriously, in my opinion, deserve.
Big up, big up!
Because I'd first like to say big up to man like Ty, who man has like dropped T-Y, a fantastic album this year. And you definitely need to go and check that out. And lucky for you, Ty, you managed to pick up the phone in time.
Oh,
I was just about to cold-blooded diss you live on air.
Greetings.
What's going on, boy? I thought we missed it. I was like, ah, damn.
No. I literally went to the toilet and came back.
You washed your hands, though, yeah? You did.
I did wash my hands. This is not a dirty call.
What's going on, big bro Ty, man? How are you?
I'm good, you know. I'm good. Obviously, the album's out.
Yes.
I'm about to do the UK tour starting this week.
Oh, wicked.
And I'm excited. I just came back from the B-side festival in Birmingham, which was wicked.
That sounded interesting.
All B-boying, all different things. I did a part of a game show with Vision Bombing, which was really good. So we're going to tour that.
What's that? Like a hip-hop game show.
Yeah, hip-hop game show, mate.
Bruce Forsyth, Black Bruce Forsyth up in this.
That's right. In the mix. So, yeah, doing that. And I'm putting the band back together, people.
Serious?
Doing the live band thing again.
Famous last words.
Famous last words. And then all the stress comes with it. Yeah, we're doing that.
Wow, so you're putting the band back. All right, the band takes me back to, I'm sure I mentioned it to you before, about the Innocent Festival years ago. I feel like it was in Hyde Park or somewhere like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Killed it with the band, and you lot just went off. Like, the whole place just tore up. I can't remember who was on after, but that's probably why.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was a good time. That was a really good time. And, you know, I'm doing it for a reason. So I'm doing the Bayside Festival in Wales with Children of Zeus.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And with Chester P, so we're all doing it. We're going to be doing that concert of that festival. So bringing the live band back.
Big boy. Yeah, so you doing the live band on this tour, or is it going to be you and DJ?
On this tour, the one that's coming out that starts on Sunday, it's me and the DJ.
Yeah.
And I might actually switch the DJs around. So I'm
You got a DJ bunch Togo's of DJs.
In town.
Oh yeah. Togo's
in town. Yeah. So I might just grab him and put him in a show or two, just legacy reasons.
So let the people know where they can catch you, because it's all about coming out and supporting this quality music.
This is it. I need you to buy a ticket. Don't just roll up on the day like as if it's the kebab shop around the corner. Mm. It's starting on Sunday, so the 21st, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, then it's the 24th. So we're doing, let me do this right, Birmingham, Leeds, Sheffield, Bristol, and Brighton.
Very cool. And that's a show definitely to get down to, because you've put in such a good effort this year with your new album, which people need to check. You know we've been supporting that here on the show.
Yeah, I know that. I really appreciate it, guys. I really do.
And it's lovely that it's complemented with a nice Magnazize tour.
Vinyl sold out.
That's what we like to hear, but we wish that you have a wonderful tour, and you've got to keep us posted and let us know how it goes. Next time you're coming through to the studio and hang out with us again, yeah?
I will do. I promise to get on this open mic as well. Woo! I know I've been.
Did you hear that? Can we sample that, please?
Yeah, archive that right there. We'll post that.
I'm coming.
Okay. Well, it's absolutely lovely to
be here. I've been doing my sketches.
All right. Flex. Love you. Have a wonderful tour, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
That was Man Like Ty, who is going to be out in the streets. So go and support him and his show. I also have to send a
big up
to Children of Zeus and their beautiful brand new video. You need to go and check that out as well. You know you hear all that good music right here first. And I also saw something really dope this weekend as well. And a very special
big up
has to go out to Man Like My Stiggy.
Oh!
With his brand new video as well. Ah. So, Mice, this track's so long, which we've all been loving for so long. How come it took so long to get a video?
You got to do that in Segway Sarah
voice.
See,
I'm getting ready for the open mic too. I'm going to hit up that open mic. Segway Sarah
That's
will hit up the open
man.
Mic.
Now, we did the video a couple of years ago, but we didn't finish it until recently. It was one of them where it's like, oh, I forgot we did this. Defacer from UKHH, shout out to UKHH.com. They always represent. And he said to me, bro, you know we still got this video that's not done. What do you think we need to do to it? Like a month ago or something like that. I was like, oh, shit. So we just finished it off and thought, you know, get the ball rolling again.
Ew. You know what I mean? It's a nice time. It's a good timing because I feel like this song suits this kind of warming up for the summer vibes and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's good timing for that. Spring, you know, it felt like summer 3 weeks ago or whatever, but I think that's going to give it a bit more longevity.
Yeah.
Feel good music, you know?
Exactly. So I thought, you know, for those who haven't heard the track yet, you need this in your life. It isn't often where we kind of just do shameless self-promotion other than every week. But this time, you know, it's mandatory. Coming up, we're going to be getting into some investigation action. We're going to be speaking to Run of Run DMC.
Run.
So don't move a muscle. This is hip hop.
Yeah, yeah, Flacco, Lloyd Brown, yo. Look, it's been a while now since my life got so odd. It's been a bitch, the reason is because I lost my job. I weren't laughing then and right now nothing is funny. While I grasp on my last bit of redundancy money, I reminisce back to when I had enough cash to spend and how I loved that. Hoping them times come back again, but cold beans is what I usually eat. And now this broke feeling's got me losing my sleep. So I pray for sunny days, but everyone gets wetter. I get one red letter after one red letter. My job centre treat me like I'm some dead fella. My stress won't rest until my funds get better than one day. So luckily I bumped into a friend who told me that my hardship would soon be coming to an end. I called up the company number he gave me on the spot, and I was shocked to get through to one of my neighbours from my block. We started chatting and he told me what was happening, said that the job's in the bag. I was so glad, you can't imagine how much I really felt that this needed to be a joke. Playing tricks on my mind, and this feeling of being broke, saying
so long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone, gone, gone.
Hello? Yeah, what you saying, babes? Yeah, I know I've been busy at work, staying paid. Yeah, alright, I know you ain't seen my face in days. I thought you realised I've had enough of your shady ways. You won't notice, but usually with women I'm picky. Like when I let my hair grow and I don't comb it, my tolerance just won't hold this. And if our hearts are not in this, then parting's obvious and we both know it. I'm very sure that we're getting very bored, so I'm gonna tell you something that I've never said before. Being serious is nothing we were ever ready for. So I'm feeling this is dumb if we're together anymore. And one day, you'll soon understand what I say about the mind game that you always love to try play. But my mind's been made up, it's time we break up. I'm sorry love, there's nothing else that I can say but later.
So, so long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. 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 I can't take this X amount of stress you put on my head, yo. Now I'm gonna smile a while and give your face a rest, yo. I'm giving you the keys to your house, now give me the keys to my car and let me go on. Let me go on.
Look, you should know that the sun is out to shine when I'm coming out to rhyme, and I'm sending enough love to my friends, and I'm thanking everyone that's out, but I'm really running out of time. And you know it must come to an end like most good things, but everybody from the front to the back, I gotta give you respect for showing love to the max. I'll be back here for sure to drop some fresh rhymes, no doubt. Cheers to all, I'm off till next time. I'm out.
So long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So, so long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So, so long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone. So, so long, farewell, goodbye, I'm gone.
Oh, I love that. It's kind of like cultured at the end.
No more manana.
Ooh. Obviously, we're supporting that international language that is hip-hop here on the show. Of course, that was So Long, taken from the Maestrogen Deluxe version at the release, featuring Lloyd Brown on that one. My Stiggy just had to bounce, but he's going to be right back, I promise. Okay, but this is hip-hop. You're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love, and First.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You might want to turn my mic up for this one, you know what I'm saying? Hey, where's my music at, bitch?
The music ain't there, fool.
Y'all bitches fucking around with a nigga music, you know what I'm saying?
I know. What's up with that?
Hey, if y'all hoes don't play my goddamn music right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to do a pimp split, come back up, James Brown style, spin around a couple times.
Shall I do it a cappella for you?
Do it Bruce Lee. You better not, bitch. God damn, I felt naked as a motherfucker just now. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Damn, my theme music. You know, every hero needs his theme music. And for me, this is it right here. Y'all are wondering who the fuck I am. Well, I'm about to tell you. But first of all, I need to welcome y'all down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe. That's right, where we give you exactly what you need. I want to give a big shout out to the Kush Family Collective. Because you know what I'm saying? We had a party last week, baby. Ha-ha. Yeah, they got that Raw Dog. They got that Gelato 44. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Whatever you need, man.
New shit,
get you
new
high.
Shit, new shit.
My name? Well, my name is My Sack Hayes. You heard right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack Hayes, man. I want to give a shout out to Highbury Corner. You know what I'm saying? Going to come through with that good, good, baby.
All right.
Because I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
You know what I'm talking about right now. Hey, yo, I missed last week, man.
I know.
I had an extra special investigation for last week, but I'm going to save it for another time. This week's investigation comes courtesy of, as I said, man, I was at a wicked party on, what day was it? You know it's a good party when you can't even remember what day it was that you went there. I think it was Saturday. Pretty sure it was a Saturday. But yeah, it was the ultimate party. I ain't going to put too much out there because, you know what I mean? We don't want to incriminate the criminals out there. But yeah, it was wicked. And it had me thinking, man. Sarah, do you remember when we used to do Kung Fu? I was chatting to Charlie this week. Last week, I was chatting to Charlie for my birthday in February.
I love him. You know can I just quickly say shouts out to that dude on Twitter who's been sharing all these Kung Fu pictures from back in the day? I can't remember dude's name. I'm going to track it down.
Them.
I know. I was just like,
shed
a single tear.
Serious.
No, he didn't tag me either.
Oh, but
Someone tagged someone else and then they mentioned me. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Do you remember what we used to do for my birthday in the month of February?
Yeah.
Cold ass February. Winter ass February. Long johns. Two pairs of socks. You might even have another jacket under that jacket, ass February. You remember that February?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we used to throw, Abby? We used to throw a beach party. It used to be Maestro's. That was back when my name was Maestro. Don't call me Maestro ever again, though. Get a headbutt with the shiny ass forehead. We used to do Maestro's beach party on a Tuesday in cold ass February in Camden. And the shit used to work. Do you know what I mean? I ain't even going to, because I'm thinking I might start it up again, so I'm not even going to tell everybody all the treats that used to be there. The people that used to be there know what I'm talking about. It was the ultimate party, especially in cold-ass February, you know what I mean? But you still got chicks coming in with bikinis on and shit. Dudes were wearing Bermuda shorts and flip-flops, and it's snowing outside.
We did have fun.
Yeah, man. You know, so it got me thinking about, man, people need to start throwing proper parties these days, like... You know, it's hard enough to get people out anyway. But why are we being so lazy and just thinking they should just come and it's loud music, it's the same shit that you get everywhere else, fucking enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, these millennials and... No, not at all.
You know what
I'm
mean?
A millennial, technically.
Yeah, technologically.
Yeah.
See, that's how millennials talk, man. Everything's to do with technology. Anyway, so that's why this week we want you to hit us up and help us put together the ultimate party. Can you list three essentials for the perfect party? That's it. Mice investigates. Can you list three essentials for the perfect party in your mind? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you could tweet us @foodbarradio and let us know. Can you list three essentials for the perfect party?
I can't wait to hear what people have to. I did like that.
I'm trying to
gravitas.
Make it sound dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. I just didn't know it yet. That's it. I guarantee you, gravitas is going to pop up now the next few weeks.
Oh, MC gravitas.
You know when you learn a new word, and then all of a sudden it starts popping up. I always
That's our challenge. Yeah. That's our challenge. We got to use it as often as possible.
That should be another new section. New word for the week, and then you got to try and find a way to put it into a conversation.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
I'm down with that.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
I love messing around with words,
especially accepted
ones I don't know.
What about made up hip hop words? Conversate. Yeah. We got to fit that in as much.
Is conversate not a real word?
It's not a real word. Neither is scientific.
I've been used that in no wonder I didn't get those three
that's
jobs.
That's how hip hop you are.
Yeah, I went for a job interview and I was like saying, yeah, well, I thought we could conversate about the, that's it. That's probably why I never got a reply like, yo, you got the job. Dumbass.
Like bloody hip hop heads. Yeah. No, but for a brilliant party, you need music. You need a DJ or you need a band.
Yeah.
You need food.
That's cool that you're a DJ that said that, or you need a band.
Well,
there's always been this little slight beef between musicians and DJ. You're like, fuck them. See the saxophone player, fuck them bitches over there, bro. Fuck that shit. Violinist, yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. DJ playing, they ain't got no skills. Fuck him. Cat on the fiddle ass.
But I guess it's because I come from a tradition of house parties courtesy of my parents, who are live musicians. So there's always a point in the evening when a jam breaks out with musicians in the house.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
But they're like, fuck the DJ. Oh, you dare play that shit. Fuck them. Beethoven symphony.
Yeah, so now we've opened them. Now that I'm a professional DJ, it's more welcomed into the circle.
They understand this is an instrument. You can.
Yeah, indeed. No, but that's why I'd also, from my experience, a good party, because everyone's always like, yeah, alcohol. You need to have food. Because if you're just lining people's bellies with alcohol all night on an empty stomach, things are going to get ugly. Mm. So you need to give them good food. So food, music.
And then
people!
Otherwise, you'll just be sitting there right.
Well, that's all right for me, but No, and I don't need alcohol, so I'm out of control enough already.
Yeah, it's funny how, a lot of people have said that. There's a booze or alcohol.
Nah.
And it's funny how it's almost like we need that, innit? Without that, you can't really. I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to try and just go to a party sober as, just straight, not even brush my teeth.
Okay, you don't need to take it that far. We want you to brush your teeth.
Bro, I came in straight from bed just to see how raw, if I can really enjoy this shit, raw raggo. Right, you didn't even wash your nuts. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's a liberty, people who stink it apart in the club. Ooh. Do us all a favor. We all want to have a nice time, man. Just put a bit of deodorant on.
Yeah, you know the problem is, they don't, when you're engulfed in that smell for so long, you don't even know
the gravitas.
That it smells. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you conversate with that type of smell for too long.
Gets mad scientific.
Yeah. You don't even know. They don't know that they smell. To them, they're just like, boy, man feels fresh, boy. 3 weeks ain't done shit.
So I'm adding that to the list of things for a good party. Deodorant, food, music. But what are they saying down the digital pub,
I'll tell you what, down the digital pub, they're going in, mate. Shout out to Gleam, yeah? Fucking resident, he's the resident flat earther, but he's come with a really round answer. So he says bass, or unless that's bass, but it must be bass because the next thing says food and good people. Pretty similar to what Sarah was saying there. Gleam, how old are you? Shout out to Manny Marco. He says piff weed, piff weed, good music. And he says coasters for the table so I don't get any annoying water rings. This table cost me a lot of money.
Wow, he's really in party mode, isn't he? I don't want any marks on my table.
You know, that's the dude throwing the party. He's just standing there watching everyone. But mama tried to break my crystals. You know, the
just
person throwing the party.
In the corner.
Yeah, you know,
because they're the one who's going to clean everything up. That's
the people throwing
the
party,
dishes.
They're pissed. They're like, yo, no one better not fuck this shit up. Just standing there in the corner, like, yo,
policing.
Every minute. Okay. They're always on edge, like, yo, Jerry, can you? Like, bruv, calm the fuck. Why are you throwing the party for your shitting yourself every little... Oh, is that bubblegum? No. Anyway, shout out to Tim Fish. He says, a decent sound system, a lot of booze, and a distinct lack of dickheads.
Hey!
It's very true, isn't it?
Distinct, man. I do love you guys down the digital pub.
Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, LSD... Oh, we miss
LSD. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm not crying right now. I'm excited. The eyelash just went in my eye, yeah?
It's just hay fever's just really been like hitting me this weekend.
You know when you was a kid? You kind of, are you trying to say to me, what's wrong with you? I think that's what it is, isn't it? When you're trying to hold, she, then as soon as you try and get, that's it. You shit yourself, everything. Wet the bed.
Shouts out to LSD.
Yes, Dominic Bandoni. He says, LSD, a gang of starving chimpanzees and a two-way mirror.
Damn. is that Dominic Bandoni?
Oh, yeah,
I'll make sure
that
I
is.
Ain't going to any parties that he's going to. I'm not sure about the safety factor. He's health and safety.
Yeah, boy. He's got the Cosby cocktails on full tap, boy.
Damn.
That's said a two-way
definitely
mirror.
Definitely ain't going to any party you're at, Dominic.
Well, I just want to know which side of the two-way mirror he wants to be on. I'm sure it's the side that they can't see you, innit?
I've not thought about it that deeply.
Yeah, I'm getting too far.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ SD. He says, me, my man Keeney, and half a bottle of Budweiser. I ain't even going to ask him what he's going to do with the half a bottle or what the half that was already gone, where that's at. Shout out to Mark Lay. He says, good music, a variety of intoxicating substances, and tacos or fried chicken.
I'll say food.
What, empty tacos or...
Oh, I get, yeah, well, who knows? Let us know. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. Hit us on the Twitter @foodbarradio. What's the question? Remind them again, Mice.
If you're that dude that stands in the... No, I'm joking. Mice investigates. Can you list three essentials for the perfect party? Asking for a friend, you know, we're going to throw one very soon.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you guys. Still to come, we're going to be speaking to Aku and Naru. We've got the open mic on the way. And right after this, we're going to be talking to Run of Run DMC.
Pick peppers, but run right. Rhyme, Humpty, Dumpty, fell down. That's his heart.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble.
And he was
quick,
but jam.
Mass mud, faster jacks on Jay's dick.
My little boy, B. Cole, lost her sheep. But they don't fall down.
Neighborhood, not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. There it is.
That is the sound of classic. Peter the Piper. I did want us to come to the show today, like us dressed as Run DMC.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah,
I just want someone to throw a Halloween party as well so I can go as Jam Master Joe.
Why do you have to wear? Why do you have to be a Halloween?
Because that would be cool.
Yeah, but today ain't Halloween. We were going to dress like them anyway.
I am wearing my Run DMC
look,
t-shirt.
It's a free world, DJ Sarah Love.
Thank you.
Yeah,
nice.
Let me let you know this.
Yeah.
If you want to be free, do I sound free? Can you feel the freeness?
Oh my gosh. Freedom? We need to save that till next week and give that.
I thought you wanted to talk about Donald Glover and his beautiful titas.
We can get into that. Tetas.
Did you see the Childish Gambino video?
Yeah.
Dude, he's got jacks.
But today on the show.
Moving on.
Yes, moving swiftly on.
Segway,
it's
Sarah
all
West.
About our fantastic first guest
yes.
that we are going to be speaking to. Now, I mean, for me, I would say Run DMC. Like, let's put this into perspective. Last week, so I was so lucky. I managed to get a chance to catch up with Run, nowadays known to many millennials as Rev
as
Run.
The Reverend.
And
Reverend, or fine there.
You know, but this is something where I never dreamed in my... Like, there's probably... From as young as five, I can remember rapping along to Run DMC. So I never really dreamed that I would be lucky enough to get the chance to see them live, let alone, you know, meet them or speak to them or anything. And I would just say Run DMC, in my opinion, they're probably the greatest group in the history of hip hop. And they're one of the most influential music acts of the 20th century. And I mean, of course, we've got our Wu-Tang Clans, Public Enemies, Tribes, everything. You know, I could go on. There's so many amazing groups in hip hop. But Run DMC, it's something groundbreaking that they did that created like a paradigm shift in hip hop and popular music and culture, popular culture as well. So also in terms of being a group, like not just musically and in terms of accolade, but they are like the barometer that you measure hip-hop groups by, in my opinion, you know. But if you think differently, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And so much that we take for granted nowadays as well as part of popular culture has a direct influence from Run DMC. I mean, they straight directly injected hip-hop culture into white consciousness in America and living rooms worldwide. So it's never to be like over, it can never be overstated their influence, in my opinion. Are you a fan of Run DMC, Wise?
Yeah, man. I mean, there was a little bit before me, and you know, my elders weren't really trying to play me Run DMC. They were trying to play more, you know, the later stuff that was a bit more street or whatever. But what I really appreciate about Run DMC is how I think as a duo and obviously as a group, they really work well together.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen them live, you know, face to face, but I've seen videos and whatnot. And, it, you know, obviously the Walk This Way was probably my earliest memory I can have of them. And I didn't really get that because it was like they were rapping and it was rock music. So I was like, oh, that's kind of rock, isn't it? Or whatever. I didn't really get it at the time. I was so young. But then later, with groups like, you know, some of my favorite groups, like, say, whether it be M.O.P. or even with Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler, that style of, like, rhyming back and forth, you know, like, I do a line, you do it, like, bah, 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 like, all of that, that's Run DMC.
Exactly.
So that's when I could really appreciate, like, wow, if it wasn't for these guys wouldn't be doing that, and so on and so forth, man.
So really, Run DMC, they perfected the art of the live show, you know, and they just locked that down. They were one of these groups that really pushed that whole image of the DJ and the MC together, which was later something which the industry kind of tried to separate us. And Run DMC have so many incredible achievements under their belt. The first hip-hop act to have a gold album with their debut in 1984. The first hip-hop act nominated for a Grammy. The first to earn a platinum record. The first multi-platinum certification, first to have their videos played on MTV, and the first to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. And these things might not seem like a big deal to many millennials these days, but these are like seminal moments in 20th century music. And also, this is like the early 80s where daytime radio was not showing any love to hip-hop and only certain
certain types of black artists, like your Lionel Richies and whatnots, were really being represented in the daytime. And also with all of these achievements, Run-DMC proved to the industry doubters and the racists that hip-hop music was commercially viable. And today, you know, hip-hop is the number one selling genre on the in the world. Rolling Stone ranked Run-DMC as 48 in their list of the greatest musical acts of all time. They're the second hip-hop group inducted into the hip-hop into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sorry. And yeah, like you say, Run and DMC, just how their voices work together, they sound amazing. Raising Hell, which is the album that Walk This Way was from, Chuck D, he says that's the greatest hip-hop album of all time, and the reason that he chose to sign to Def Jam. Time magazine lists it as one of their 100 greatest albums of the past 50 years and a rap masterpiece, rap's first masterpiece, sorry. And this year, it was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and artistically significant. And another crazy thing that Run-DMC did that with their track My Adidas, they are the first group that ever had, they led to the first ever endorsement deal between a music act and an athletic company, which again, that was just game changing. You know, up until then, what you had Stan Smith, it was about that. But that just changed the whole approach to how the industry sees music and the marketability of music, you know. And Run-DMC, the whole look has become such a cornerstone of the template of modern street fashion, you know, they popularized shell toes and that whole like leather look and everything, like and they rejuvenated Aerosmith's career. Before Walk This Way, Aerosmith were dead, like they couldn't get any work. And so really it's Run-DMC that we have to thank now that we have to continue to deal with Aerosmith. But last week, as I say, I got to catch up with the one and only Rev Run, one of the MCs in the greatest group in hip hop history and one of the most important groups in the history of 20th century music. Seriously, this is like a dream come true to me. So let's check it out. This is me catching up with Rev Run last week.
Rev Run, how are you?
Oh, I'm so wonderful to hear your voice. I'm so happy to speak
to you. God bless you.
And you too. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to get out to London and show y'all some of these classics and put them up and rock the house. Can't wait. I love London. Love.
Oh, my gosh. Love. London loves you. The UK loves you. I mean, when was the last time you performed out here?
It was probably I paid the Isle of Wight. That's not quite London, but, you know, we also performed for the private show, but this is open for everybody.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I've also seen that another one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, Slick Rick, has also been added to the lineup too.
He's amazing.
I swear, like, for me, it's really interesting because there's a lot of friends of mine who are a little bit older than me where they remember the first time they heard Sucker MCs, the first time they heard Lardy Dardy. You know, for me, you are characters who have just always been a part of my life. Like, some of my earliest memory is actually rapping along to the show, Slick Rick, and you guys, you know. So for me, what an incredible experience to get to see you live. Like, that is serious bucket list business for me. And, you know, some of the best live show in the history of hip hop, I would say Run-DMC have. What is the importance of the live show, though? A lot of people seem to snooze on that these days.
So for me, the most important thing that is going to happen for us live is that I'm able to control the crowd. I mean, the records don't show that, you know, we're just performing, but I don't know what came about in my life where it's something about being able to get on the mic and make the crowd participate that gets me going. Slick Rick, he's a storyteller.
Yeah.
The way he tells those stories is second to none. I don't think anybody's ever been as unique as Slick Rick the Ruler. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but who do you know has been as unique as Slick Rick the Ruler in the way he approached making records, changing voices, switching off? It just was like, I've never heard anything like it.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I can't wait to see Slick Rick perform myself.
Oh, seriously, I'm so excited. And I mean, just being the storyteller, the voice, like, I feel It
changes. I think Nicki Minaj tried to take a little bit of that, the way she matter of fact, she gives ode to him sometimes and says things like, you know, that she reminds herself of a Slick Rick, I think, because, you know, she changes her voices quite a bit.
Well, I say that's one of the ultimate compliments you could give an MC, because to me, Slick Rick, he's probably the most quoted MC in the history of hip-hop. What MC around today hasn't in some way got part of that Slick Rick legacy?
Right, right. I think that if you think of Run DMC and Slick Rick coming together, you probably got the best of all old school worlds right there. That's how I look at it. When I heard that Slick Rick was added to the bill, it kind of blew my mind.
Oh, my goodness. So you can imagine how excited I am because, like, Randy...
No, I'm just like you, though. I'm like you. I can't wait to see him perform, and I can't wait to see us perform. So I'm a fan. But the way you came onto the phone shocked me because you're as excited as I am.
Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life for this. At least you've seen Randy and seen Slick Rick before live.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Slick Rick in full concert. I've caught glimpses of it, and I can't wait to be back in London because I love performing there. It's something about the edge. There's an edge in London that reminds me of New York. When people are headed to London, they get excited.
Yeah,
they get excited. I just remember my youth being out in London. Everything about it has its own swag. There's a swag in London that, you know, you just can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, and we're a tough crowd too, so you got to come with your A game when you touch down in New York and London, isn't it? But, you know, there's a lot
That's
of people...
That's very true.
Yeah, there's some people who feel as though, you know, does it tarnish the legacy of Run DMC performing without the great Jam Master Jay?
Well, I won't say it tarnishes it. I'm saying that it won't be the same... But I'm going to bring all that I bring. I think I bring quite a bit of swag, and that will remind you of Jay. I performed a few shows, and as long as those records come on that Jay helped produce, I'm able to walk in that, to make pun intended, I'm able to walk that way.
Yeah.
So as long as I got Jay's production, because we made Peter Piper together, I remember Jay scratching it, and UB Illin, I remember Jay scratching on that record. And all those records that we're going to be performing has the Jay touch on it. So when those records drop, we'll miss Jam Master Jay, and we do a little dedication to him in the middle of the show. But it's going to be some real stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I love him so much. And it just, even to this day, I still feel Jam Master Jay is the coolest guy in hip-hop. You know, even to this day, no one's out-cooled him.
Yeah, Jam Master Jay, he really made me love London as much as I love it. I mean, I used to be out there, and he would be pulling up all these songs from different artists. I mean, he's bringing me stuff from Pato Banton. I mean, it was just a whole nother life being out there with Jay, because wherever he went, he left, he met people, he hung with people, he knew which clubs to go to, he knew who to hang with. He made London exciting for me. So, you know, just knowing that Jam Master Jay's records are going to be played, I think you guys will be pretty satisfied. I'm not, put it this way, I'm not afraid.
Never afraid. But you know,
I'm not afraid. I know what's going to happen out there. I just played Detroit, which is also a very tough crowd.
Yeah.
But I killed it. So I expect the same thing to happen there in London. You know, I'm not bragging, but I got a little swag. I know what to do. I know what they want. I know what our rude boy want to see.
You can brag as much as you like. I think there's few people really who have got those kind of rights that you have to brag.
Well, I'm just keeping it real. I'm ready. That's all I can tell you. You can't be more ready than me. Truth is, I just love London. I mean, a lot of people love London, but when you go there, it's like no place in the world. I think New York and London, that's the place to be.
If you
want that edge.
I'm going to brag now and say London is possibly the greatest city in the world. I mean, anyone doing anything seriously in any field, you've got to come to London.
Yes, London. When you just touched down in London town.
But help me with
that.
This.
Was that Kanye? Oh. I don't know who said that, but somebody said that.
Oh, I can't remember now. But help me with this, though, because I've heard in the past that Jam Master Jay, he was not on the front of a lot of the Run DMC covers because he wasn't actually signed to the group back in the day. And so I think this
At first, he wasn't.
Yeah.
We made sure we made him a part of the group.
you know, because DJs back in the day were supposed to, if you notice, most of the records were rapping about the DJ. Jay-Z talked about this with David Letterman recently. The fact that the DJ was there first, and then the rapper came to talk great things about the DJ. And then it's almost like it evolved into the rapper. But then when you look back at it again, DJ Khaled, baby, is going back to the essence. So when you look at the first album cover, Jay was on the back of it. And then the second, he was still inside of it. But then as time evolved, people got to understand, as they saw the show, the importance of the DJ. So, yeah, that could be, that's probably a true story that Run DMC was signed. But people remember us as Run DMC and Jam Master Jay. So that, you know, it's not just me and D.
But it's funny because there's so many times where I've had heated discussions with people where they're like, no, Run DMC is a duo. So settle it now, Run, for
no,
people.
It's
Run DMC. Thank you. Thank you.
A trio.
Yeah,
a trio.
Of course. And then you are also a DJ because you began as Curtis Blow's DJ. Is that right?
Yep. I still run around DJing. I mean, me and DJ Ruckus, who's one of the best DJs around, DJ Ruckus and me, we do different shows in Las Vegas, residencies in Atlantic City, residencies in Philly, Chicago. So, you know, I love to DJ, and I'll never leave that part of me. And that's why, if you listen on Dotted Records, I'm calling myself DJ Run. Now DJ Run's my name.
Oh, yeah.
Master Jay is his. Yeah, so it's DJ Run.
My
man Larry Lamb, my name DJ Run.
Sarah, one more question, if we could, because we have a bunch of phoners today.
Okay.
Oh, I was enjoying talking. I know, because this is what happens when hip hop heads get to get together. But you know, I've had so many great, like, real pioneering legends, icons on this show, and there's something that I always like to ask them. And two questions, if I'm allowed to fit them in. But who are the pioneers of hip hop to you, Run?
I guess for me, the top pioneer, it is two of them. I guess we would have to go to, there's a couple of them, really. For me, the pioneers are Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Lovebug Starsky, DJ Hollywood, Cold Crush, you know, Theodore, Kool Moe Dee, Sha-Rock, the Force MCs, who became the Force MDs, you should go listen to the Force MDs records today. You know, they made such great records as singers. But if you heard some of those mixtapes they used to make, the Force MDs with Stevie D and all of them, it was so amazing. So those are just some. I can't name them all, but those are a nice group of DJ Theodore and the Fantastic Five. And I know I said Cold Crush Brothers with the Grandmaster Caz. Those are the pioneers.
See, I just think it's so important that people hear those words from you, you know, because if we're not writing our history correctly, things, you know, stories can be retold and certain people get overlooked. But how is it that you want to be remembered? I mean, you've been part of so many watershed moments in hip hop. You've seen it transition through so many different stages. You were part of injecting hip hop culture and black culture into suburbia and, you know, part of the evolution of pop music. But how do you want to be remembered?
I'm just, you know, I'm a fan of hip-hop. That's my truth. If I broke myself all the way down, I'm a fan of hip-hop that was lucky enough that God gave me talent that I was able to fit into history correctly. And I'll leave it there.
Oh, that is absolutely lovely. Just give me a quick snapshot of what the 1986 Raising Hell Tour was like.
The Raising Hell Tour came out for me. I was waiting to see if the album would be as big as King of Rock. It far exceeded my expectations because I wrote most of that album for the Raising Hell Tour on the King of Rock tour. So I didn't realize that it was going to be so big. I didn't know Walk This Way was going to break records and change culture. So it was, to me, I was happy to see the crowds filled, you know, the house packed every night, but I was more impressed to hear how the sales were going and how we were changing things, and I didn't even realize that they were going to play this record in Boston and it was going to change everything. And that was Walk This Way, which changed a lot of things and opened up a lot of doors. Not that we didn't have King of Rock and Rock Box already, but we can't discount Walk This Way changing things.
Do you still have any of the clothes from back in the day, like the original gowns that you were wearing?
Nope.
Oh, no, every person I ask, they're like, no, I don't have any of that anymore. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I would love to see you when you are in London the 5th of July with Slick Rick doing the Run DMC show. I'd love us to do a DJ gig together. So I think we should try and hook that up, DJ Run.
Let's see what Mike can pull off.
Yeah, let's do it, please. But it's been, thank you so much for taking the time out. It's been a joy. And I really look forward to meeting face to face as well.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Lots of love.
We had say what? A whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight. But I want y'all to know one thing. This is my house. And when I say whose house, y'all know what time it is. Whose house? What's Ron's house? I want to again, my friend, not a trend, but Van. They said,
presents
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
John Travolta says working with Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst was his favourite experience. You know Limp Bizkit's my favourite band?
Yeah.
Mike check, so what's it all about? And where are we gonna run? Maybe we can meet up on the sun. Discretion is advised, blah blah the virgin eyes. Meeting on the track with the method. So get the sun right, get one shot. Until you dissolve our revolve around everything you got. From out of nowhere, prepare. We're blinded by the glare. I told you not to stare, now you turn into stone. I'm out of microphone, but don't you forget you're in the zone. So shut the up and take that shit back, cause all your shit's whack.
Do you want me to do Method Man?
Every Friday.
With Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Sarah ghostwriting for people again. What the hell's going on?
I don't think
we should ever play that trail during the hip hop show because it could fuck people up. You know what I mean? It might mess people up. They might
they might think that it's the open mic.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? No political reasons or nothing.
No. But there, we just played you our interview with Run of Run DMC. And he's going to be performing alongside DMC as Slick Rick in London this July. If you missed any of that interview, where, yeah, I had a lot of fun anyway, listen back, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. You know we bring you all that good stuff.
All we want to know is, when you were interviewing him, did you picture him in the bubble bath on the phone, loudspeaker or not? Did that make it easier?
I actually requested that in my rider for the interview. I was like, I'm only interviewing him if he sits in the bath while I interview him.
Yeah, that's interesting, boy.
Yes.
I like, he's got, he's a Nicki Minaj fan.
He's in touch with what's going on with Nicki Minaj. Yeah,
see,
so that's
the Reverend knows. The Reverend knows.
Yeah, so next time when they're in London in July, hopefully we'll get a bit more time to catch up with the guys and we can speak to DMC, who I think has one of the greatest voices, the illest voices in hip hop history as well. And he doesn't get enough love.
Yeah, but didn't something happen to his voice? Have something wrong with his throat or something like that?
Yes, I can't remember that. We'll try and get the scoop in July.
Segway Sarah.
And we still have so much more to fit into today's show, and we'd like to welcome to the show our next guest. How you doing, Highbury Corner?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Everything is Barry. What's going on, bruv?
Not much, bruv. Just looking forward. Been looking forward to coming down, actually, you know?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Like, we definitely wanted to get you down, man.
Thank you, thank you.
So, because obviously, like, the first thing we heard was the Loud on the Menu, but you dropped that. That was last year, innit?
No, I dropped it in January.
Oh, it's in January?
Yeah, yeah. So I dropped it early this year.
Yeah, yeah. And so break that down for people who might not never know about
Well, Loud
about
on the Menu come about was basically to support the UK cannabis scene, really. Mm. It's a growing scene just like everywhere else in the world.
Sorry, did
growing.
You say cannabis?
Did you see what you did there? Growing, but
were you working on that all weekend?
It comes naturally, though. So obviously we started something called the London Smoking Club. Mm. Just a group of like-minded people just come together and just exchange knowledge and just enjoy the magical plant of Mary Jane.
Okay. What? So you were the founder of LFC,
yeah,
right?
One of four founders.
One of four founders. Yeah, and how did you lot find each other?
I knew one of the other founders, mates before. Obviously, when we signed up to Instagram, and at that time, just the cannabis the scene was booming. So we just started a page, and obviously putting posts up. Everybody else interacting with each other. We went to one place that was holding like a session. Mm. Went there, so we thought, you know what, let's just message everybody else that's been in the group to see if they'll come down. And each week it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. So we just thought, you know what, we'll just put a name to it and just see if everybody wants to get involved. So we try and go all over the place, up and down the country. We've done charity work for people. Some of our members have got cancer, so we do a lot of fundraising and stuff like that as well. So, you know, just show people that so stoners are motivated and not just lazy people that don't do nothing. You know what I mean? We want to help people. We all got jobs, got families, just like everybody else. It's just we smoke, they drink. It's just one of those things, isn't it?
You're doing a really good job of sounding like this is a well-organized
thing. You know what it is? Because you've got to take it like that, because if you don't, then people that don't have the same enthusiasm or even understand what it's about will take the wrong perception of it. So,
so what is it about then? Like, why are you so passionate about cannabis?
Do you know what? It's just one of those nice feelings, you know? And the thing is, like, there's the obviously the recreational use, but the fact that you know that there is a medicinal use to it as well, and it does actually have loads of benefits for people. So that's the main thing about it. Before, I would never thought, I would just think, it's just to smoke, but there's so many CBD things you can make and... Yeah. It's endless, so the science is good. So it's kind of interesting as well.
Well, that's the interesting thing I found about it was that it wasn't just about, like, obviously there's all the different flavors you can try. It's that, you know, because you can speak to connoisseurs out of the crew that will tell you, oh, this is good for this, this is good for that. But then also, like you said, you've done fundraisers. There are people that are part of the community as well that people have helped out because of having this community. That you know, like, so somebody might, like you're saying, have cancer, auntie might have cancer or whatever, then you guys decide, all right, let's throw a fundraiser, whoever wants to chip in some RSO or some form of oil to help out these people. And so I'm learning more about that, like, oh right, this stuff can actually help cure this and cure that. You know, I became a patient I took a shout out to Canisters UK. He hit me up with a bottle of CBD, you know, for medicinal purposes. I just put that out there to all the Sainsbury's workers out there listening. Yes, I don't give a fuck about that. But yeah, I didn't realize how much it would help. Like, for me, I train a lot. And so it's a case of like making sure, you know, that anti-inflammatory is involved and whatnot. But I didn't, I never slept like until, you know, I can't even, probably when I was breastfed or some shit, I slept like that. I never felt like I woke up and I was like, wow,
it's a totally different real feeling.
Sleep. Yeah. And that's something I'd never tried before, CBD oil. But now I'm like, okay, I can see how useful it is.
And you'd be surprised how many elderly people from other backgrounds use it. If you go to like any grow shops or anything like that, you always hear someone like, yes, I've been growing this and it's done good for my arthritis. And so everybody knows what it is. It's just obviously the big man upstairs is never going to make it legal or make it as hard as possible.
No, I don't agree.
There's so much hemp is just non-stop uses of things, petrol, clothing, soap, so medicine. So if you can make man-made pharmaceutical drugs and charge people, you're not going to use something that's easily grown.
But you like say that, but then as soon as like there was decriminalization in Colorado, in Denver, in Colorado, in the States, within like the first month, it was some incredible amount of millions that were made in taxation through people's cannabis businesses.
Yeah.
So I just think it's about a switch in the perspectives, isn't it? Because as soon as, and this is why I'm pro decriminalizing all drugs, because then you have more controls over what you're actually consuming. I mean, buying drugs in the street, you have no idea what you're eating
of course.
You're taking pills or something, which I do not do. But then
I snort them.
No, I do not. My mum, my dad listen to this show. No, and
it's all character. What do you call it? Is we're acting right
gravitas?
Now. What's the word?
No,
gravitas.
When in doubt, just say gravitas.
Just try to throw new words and fuck me up.
No, but I think like as soon as the perspectives are changed by politicians on something like cannabis, then we can start realizing, oh, that's X amount of billions per year that we can be putting into funding the NHS or something.
Course,
I don't necessarily agree that it's something that will never be decriminalised here.
I feel like it will.
I shouldn't say never, but it's a long road. You've got to think how many partitions people fill out. We went to the Houses of Parliament just recently for why they're doing a petition for medicinal. So it's just loads of long processes where when it comes to alcohol and other things, the decision's made so quick.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You can sell alcohol from like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, look, okay, so here's another example. We were at 420.
Yeah.
I got to hang out with this megastar at 420 in Hyde Park. Yeah, Sarah, you fucked up. You went there.
I know, I was going to ask, what did you do for 420?
Yeah, we got fucked up. Not the fucked up, you got fucked up. But listen. How many people? 20,000 people.
Plus.
20,000 people plus. Sarah, ask how many people got arrested.
None.
Ask how many fights there were.
None.
If that was alcohol, 20,000 people, do you think that would have been the case?
Oh,
even a fucking pub with 20 people.
Well, also, fact is that there is no medicinal benefit with alcohol of any kind.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna, you know what I mean? Because I got a little bunion, and when I rub the bunion with some alcohol, I ain't gonna sit there and let you just say that.
More traditions,
Yeah. You rub a little alcohol in there, 40% overproof, you know what I mean?
Take a swig, then rub it. You just wear a Ray and Niffies in your shelter.
Yeah. Just rub that on the bunion, man.
Yes.
So, if you have any issues with bunions,
I know exactly what you're saying, but what I feel is when people, if you get intoxicated by alcohol, there's more accidents likely to happen than when you get intoxicated by weed. Weed, people just chilled. Everyone at 420 was like, "Yo, I'm not looking for that, bro."
Got time to be
everyone was just chilled.
They're not motivated enough.
I saw an interview on some guy put Instagram on a post on Instagram. I won't even say the person's name, but it was like, all this super weed is making people go mad and want to go and stab up people. I'm thinking, think if I smoke a spliff, I've got time to get, I've got energy to go and stab up somebody. Yeah. I want to go to my fridge, make some tea, and sit down and watch something on the TV. I haven't got time to be doing all this, but it's.
So how does all of this connect to you as an artist, because you are a recording artist also.
Yeah.
So tell us about that and this project, because I want to play the people this song of yours loud on the menu.
All right.
I wanted to ask firstly, how did you get the name Highbury? Because you know we got
And it's Berry with B E R.
Okay, it's Highbury because I originally used to live in Highbury. I still live in the area. But for all the Arsenal fans, I'm a Man United supporter. Just throwing it out there.
He said that mad quick as well. You got slow it down. Slow it down.
I support Manchester United. Yeah. Just support it out of there.
Okay. Yeah, no wonder you moved out of Harringay. Like, yeah, I'm going to get out of here quick.
No, Highbury's Islington.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why
it's
I was
just down the road.
Yeah.
See,
We're neighbours. We are neighbours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the tune was just... So many years everyone's gone to Amsterdam as that's the place for it, for the weed to be. And obviously, like, the UK is picking up. So it was just one of those things that we don't need to go to Amsterdam when we've got loud on our own menus from the UK and other variable sources.
That's what
so that was the whole
people.
Point of that. And it was kind of a tune for the cannabis community to kind of get involved in.
Put their hands in the air.
Yeah, and just enjoy the vibe that was set.
Yeah,
so hopefully I've done that with the tune.
I think so, man. What's the feedback been like for people that know the tune now? Are like,
Do you know what? Everyone loves it, innit? But it's one of those things where you're an unknown artist. And I used to rap before and do grime under a totally different name.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, I used to be called Freeze.
Oh.
So I used to like do tunes in the same circle as Hunt, Squeak, Spenny Banks, Westy Productions, Joe Black. That was just the Frosty 1000. That was the era from... The North London.
Shit, I remember seeing that.
So that's how I even met Iron Bars.
Yeah.
I knew him from when he done grime.
Okay. Iron did grime as well.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the transition from grime and then onto slower beats or more.
Do you know what it is? I found, for me personally, growing up to a lot of hip hop anyway, back in the day, it was a thing where I could just, everybody mostly says the same thing, but more to express myself a bit
in
more.
In grime or in hip hop, you're saying?
In hip hop, you can express yourself a bit more, I think.
Oh, right. Unless
maybe now, I don't know, maybe if I done grime now, I would know what tempos and what type of tunes to do. So it can still be possible to done, because Stormzy does it all the time, innit? So it can be done. But for me, it was just a thing where like the rap was more what I was suited to. And everybody that I done my grime bars to, when it went on the beat, it was like, you're rapping. So it was never like I'm spitting that, like, just to, you know, typical bars that always had content. So it was something I just thought, you know what? The rapping works out a bit better for me.
Yeah, see, it's the same thing for a lot of people, man. So, I think after a while, you realise that people don't really...
Nothing against Gram, but Gram is... It's amazing. I still listen to Gram instrumentals now, but I'm more of a fan of the old school Gram.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because it's more lyrics.
Controversial. Like
than now?
Really?
Do you know what, yeah? Name me, and people are going to say this now, yeah? Name me a collective, yeah, that has got more lyrical content than Nasty Crew. There's no crews, bruv. Like, I like bars. So when I'm hearing bars, I don't want to hear all this. It's bars and proper delivery from. I'm old school from. I don't like all this new. I'm not. Like, I can't even with the. Even down to the drill to a certain degree. I like the beats and that, but I just can't.
They're not saying anything.
No, nothing. That kind of relates to me.
But in a sense, I feel like
but
that.
But they can
is
say the same thing about me as well, in a sense of what I do.
They could say that, but I think, like, all in all, what it is we all know. After a while, you really notice how. It feels like everything is more or less the same thing. It's almost like it's coming from the same person sometimes.
And if it's not the drill, it's all these singers.
All these millennials.
You know what? Now, the hood rat singers.
My stepdaughter played me a song the other day, and the first thing that came into my head was Barking. I was singing a song to Barking. The beat, everything sounded the same. All
Barking as in East London.
No,
that
song.
Tune.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Everything sounds the same. The same drum pattern.
Everyone's making the same song. It's boring as hell.
It's genetic.
You're
it's
all
scary
using
though.
The same equipment. You know?
But to me, it's like what fashion has become over the years. You know, where it feels like people... Fashion to me was meant like, this is how I dress, this is how I look, this is how... But then all of a sudden it's like, bam, the new blah, blah, blahs. Then everybody wants to get them and everyone's wearing them. So now you're not really an individual anymore,
yeah,
are you?
Loads of following
it's
fashion
pretty boring.
That.
You know,
I
the fat
like
dudes
people.
With the Jordan tracksuits and that. You know them dudes with and the Air Jordan, like Jordan look like he's doing the splits now.
It's like, yeah! So let's play the
and
people.
The man bag. You got the man bag as well, bruv. You can't look at me all serious when you got man bag Jordan doing the splits on your belly, man.
Yeah, I used to have a man bag, like me, man. You got a man bag crew.
You grew out of it, though, yeah? You grew
When you switched to hip hop, you grew
get
out.
Get a rucksack. Fuck, I ain't never changing. I got a little ass rucksack. You know what I mean? I ain't messing with
it's
no man bag.
It's more accessible just to have a friend with it.
Yeah, but when man lashed that thing.
Man checking you down the road with that.
Yo, brother, got my man bag, you know.
Oh, that's deep. I feel like we're encouraging it laughing about it.
Jesus.
Yeah, but listen, how can people get, what are the links and everything to share?
What, for Loud in the Menu?
Yeah.
Spotify. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all your digital platforms.
Search Highbury Corner.
Yes.
And you'll check it down. And you're going to be hanging around for the open mic later on in the show too, right?
No pressure.
I'm in the process of going to the studio after this, so I'm trying to wait for a message.
This is the warm-up then, man.
You see, that was him piecing us out. He's like, yeah, peace out yourselves. Okay, don't take our invitation. Here is the tune from Highway Corner. So this is called Loud on the Menu. No, it has been lovely having you here on the show.
Thank you, thank you. I'm noticing.
I'm the good cop, she's the bad cop.
Where's her Instagram, though?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, let's get the press the clap button right quick because I can't do this all on my own, man.
Where's her Instagram? That's one of the main things
promotion.
I get asked.
Tell her.
I tried to add her, but I just had to write.
See
write
there? Just at me.
Smoke signals. Hit me up with the smoke signals.
So the pigeon carrier.
Mm-hmm. Carrier pigeon, carrier.
And you've
cat.
Also said the last thing that you've put out now, I just wanted to mention, because you got mm-hmm. us, have you sent us that track, the Amen?
Yes, I should have, yeah.
Yeah, because you just dropped a video for that as well.
Yeah, I've done that in Barcelona when we went to Spanibus, which is another event, cannabis related event in Spain. So.
Which is providing massive amounts of finances in terms of taxation
Spain
as well.
Yeah. Spain's going to have to bail us out soon, isn't it?
We should follow in the footsteps very, very soon.
Yeah. But coming up, we're going to be speaking very shortly to Aku and Naru, so keep it locked here. We've got the open mic on the way. We've got some gigs to shout out for you. Thank you so much for coming through today. It's lovely to have you here.
Bananas, then I roll the rookies after. Then I split for Foji Karma. Better when you know the farmer. Merchandise with stock as well. Meditate and stop the smell. Puff a gram, a proper smell. A loser when I chuck a mel. Rip the paper, throw the waste. Blow the berry, fruity taste. Now I'm feeling stoned like I've been staring in Medusa's face. Holy grail, I pray for them. It's louder than a stadium. I'm breaking all these rocks on moon. I'm floating like an alien. We don't need to go to them. We got wax, I seal my fate. Early morning, wake and bake. Matt just roll some birthday cake. Dream of buds, I close my eyes. Pop tops go with 3.5. Do events and streaming live. Kendrick style don't kill my vibe. Yeah, I'm floating, I've been smoking. Grab that roaring, throw that roaching. I love Mary, I ain't joking. Berry high, yeah, that's my slogan. Tangy buds and citrus flavors. Buds so loud, they wake my neighbors. Still bunchies, I love my quavers. One for stoners, not for ravers. We don't need to go to them. We got loud on the man.
From our last guest, Highbury Corner, it's called Loud on the Menu. If you missed any of our chat, it's foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Listen back. And on the line right now, we have our next guest who is all the way over in the continent of Africa, Aku and Naru. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Africa, baby.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you. I'm so
okay, happy. Wonderful.
Great. I'm so pleased we managed to catch up with you. The line is
in
a little
Africa.
Bit dodgy because where are you in the world right now?
In Africa, baby.
Right now, I'm in Nigeria, in Ibadan.
Oh.
Nigeria.
A traffic jam in the middle of a rainy storm.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's raining. It's raining storm. You have to be careful, though. That's dangerous out there, then.
The roads are wild.
Yeah,
out
the roads
there too,
are crazy
man.
Out there.
Nah, I think what's really dangerous is this music. It's some good music out here. I'm in the car with Ade Bantu. Yes, it's some wonderful music. That's what's really dangerous in Niger.
Ew.
What are you up to over there?
I'm vibing. You know, just hanging out, vibing, checking out some friends and fans.
Cool. So you're not doing any, because you've got a brand new album out, The Blackest Joy.
Yes.
And you were in the UK last week doing some live shows. We were hoping that you were going to be able to come through to the studio and see us.
Next time, my sister, next time.
Yeah. No, the album is looking so fly. Hello? I'm loving the artwork and just the whole sound. I know there's many, many people who are just like, oh, my God, I love her so much. So, like, for people who aren't familiar, like, how would you describe your sound as an artist?
Yo, that's difficult, you know, because sometimes it varies song to song. But I feel like it's jazz hop.
Jazz hop.
Political jazz hop, you know. Nice. Yeah, like hip hop, a lot of jazz influence. Predominantly before any other, jazz hop.
Very fresh. And then you also have, I mean, who have you worked with on this album, like in making the music side of it all?
Well, I produced the record. There are like two songs that I produced with the piano player, Wendy Milton, which was Maida and Serena. And Matthias Gim, but the rest of the record I produced myself.
Very cool.
Oh, nice.
And you also have Eric Benet on the album as well. Little minute since we've heard anything from him.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
It's a little minute since I had heard Eric Benet's name, but it was a nice combination
for
to
real?
Hear him with you on this record.
Yes. That brother could sing. He sings his whole face off, though. Like, that brother could sing his ass off. Like, it's serious. So, like, when, you know, there's so many songs of his that I love. I was just playing it to a friend in the studio who was saying, like, yo, I got to let Eric hear this. I was just talking to him yesterday. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, let me just send it. And then I got a call, like, a few days later that he loved it and he wanted to be on the track. So that's like how it happened. And for me, I just feel like his voice is timeless. So it's an honor.
And where are you next going to be performing? So you're in Nigeria for how long are you going to be out there?
I'll be here for another 2 days, and then I'm playing in Cologne.
Oh, lovely.
And then I'll be doing a few dates in Germany, in the Netherlands. I'm going to be in Senegal, New York, Paris.
Nice.
You know, you got to check a sister out online. Like, I'll be there. I'll be showing up. I'll be there. I'm in the building.
How can we find you? How can people find you online? It's a big place.
What you mean? It's 2018, brother. It's 2018. You can find me. Just Google my name.
Hey,
I'm on everything.
Never underestimate how stupid the public are.
Yeah, that's what I meant. How do people Google?
Oh, for real? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Google Akuanaru Instagram. Boom. Akuanaru. YouTube.
Boom.
Just Google Akuanaru, AKUANARU. I'm there. Facebook, if you're still on Facebook, I'm there.
Boom.
MySpace. No, I'm joking.
She's like, why are you hating on MySpace?
No one can remember that MySpace password, man. Tell the truth. No one can remember that shit. Yeah. I don't even know what that is, bro.
I know. That was a whole other era. But tell me
I was on it just yesterday. I was posting on MySpace yesterday.
Hey,
I was posting yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Nah, don't lie, man. Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
I was gonna say, like, who were you posting to? Like, who else?
Yes,
there's
like,
some like
hello,
secret
hello.
Society.
My grandmother.
There, like...
Mad
I'm also sitting ancestors. Sitting ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to start telling you, man, you want to start secret society, go on MySpace and pick that up.
No one's monitoring what's going on over there.
Checking that shit,
some
man.
Underground movement.
That's hilarious.
But you know, there you mentioned the ancestors, which is something important to me, because when you look back at a lot of African tradition, this is how we traditionally, you know, celebrate our spiritual side of our existence, is by acknowledging our ancestors.
There ain't no old people's homes in the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
Everyone looks after their parents, bro.
And, you know, you have that, and which I think just makes a lot of logical sense. And I understand. Tell people about your track, The Mother's, My Mother's Daughter, because I feel as though, you know, it's just really nice that you've touched on this subject in this album too.
Yes, you know, about that life. Yes, my mother's daughter. I have so many things I could say about it, you know, but it's about ancestry. It's about generational, like it's about legacy. It's about. I mean, I can't get too deep into it because I don't know who listens.
We can say whatever the hell we like.
It's about a lot of things. Nah, I mean, you know, it's about a lot of things. It's just about, you know, spiritual legacy, like how much of me is my mother and her mother and her mother, even through slavery, you know, all the way back to the African continent. So it's about my biological mother, but it's also told in this very West African, beautifully poetic way of speaking around something. So it's like, it's my mother's daughter. She was born on a Wednesday, but I might have a sister. Like, who am I talking about? Like, back in the day when we was coming up, it'd be like, yo, somebody said you had an attitude. Sis. I'm saying, somebody said, you feel me, that your shoes don't look. But you know it was you who said it. Who really said that?
You yourself.
Who said it? You feel me? It's a very traditional way of talking around something. So it's written in that tradition to say my mother's daughter, she was born on a Wednesday. Of course, you know by the name that I was born on a Wednesday, so obviously I'm talking about myself, although it's not directly stated. And then it's about my biological mother and all of those things within the mother-daughter relationship, the personal relationship. And then it's about the continent of Africa and being the daughter of this diaspora, and like, what does that mean as we uncover, recover, and discover who we are in the midst.
I love that, because I feel, you know, the only reason I'm here today is because, you know, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, there was a woman who survived, and that's why I'm here representing, you know. And it's like my granddad always says, it takes 3 generations to improve yourself. The only reason I'm here reaping the benefits of this life is because there was some warrior woman out there who laid it down. So I think this is a truth. This is a fact, you know, and this is something that we need to be reminded of, not just like a mythology of like nice fairy stories and things like that. So I really appreciate that you've put the time into addressing this subject, you know, and I want to play it for the people now. So this is taken from your brand new album, The Blackest Joy.
Yes, indeed. My mother's daughter.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us today. And we look forward to seeing you next time you're in London.
Yes.
Yo, y'all better have your asses in the front row. I'm going to be mad.
We'll be there.
Yeah, when you see the big shiny forehead, that's
me. And I want to say, y'all said I could say what I want to say. So I'm just letting y'all know, be in the front row. That's all I'm saying.
You'll be wilding out. Oh, well, it is absolutely lovely to speak to you. Aku Anaru. Yeah.
Yato, il y avait du job pour quoi il n'y a rien. Elle est si belle en long, elle est si belle en médecin, quoi. C'est-à-dire, nous, les taux de mer, on tord de la nuit. A mec est là, Jack Bagban est de coup. Il a tête tous les noirs, mais. Pourquoi? Un tiers, mais grand-roi, on avait. Dijon, pourquoi? Et il nous sait, et moi, c'est de le connaître, il nous sait.
To ask her if you pronounce it Akua, but she actually said Akua herself, innit?
Okay. Herself.
She herself. She knows. Yeah, that's a wicked tune, man.
Some real gravitas to that song. But yeah, so if you miss us chatting to Akua Naru,
don't really start just using that word with them. Yeah, man, them know that this thing was gravitas, though, isn't it?
In it, man.
You'd be like, right, what the fuck is up with this dude, man?
I think that's a good idea. We need to teach everyone a new word every week.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
there's
we'll
some
do that.
Words that I love. You know, one of my favourite words that I've been teaching my niece is obfuscate.
What?
We'll get onto that
next
week.
Yeah, that looked like a word you fucked up. Like, you're trying to say something else.
We'll get to that next week.
He's trying to say confiscate, but he's like, obfuscate, yeah.
Confiscate,
you know.
Conversation.
You know when old people mess up with words, they just carry on. Well, like, yeah, yeah.
Dentures jump out.
Anyway. Speaking of dentures dropping out.
This is myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, my Stiggy. I was more trying to say, you know, when people go out raving, they often
lose track of the dentures.
We're about to get into the gig guide. This week's gig guide for all you bitches and bitchettes. Do remember, we don't discriminate. Make sure you bring your ID in case you look like a little bitchette. Wednesday the 16th, You got Digger's Dozen at Brilliant Corners.
Yeah, their last jam with Ben Grimm was super fly. Mm. So, yes, definitely go check them out. It's all vinyl. It's only 12 records each DJ's allowed to play.
Only 12?
Only 12.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thursday the 17th, you got a couple dope shows happening in town. Mm. Cut Chemist is doing an all video DJ set at Scala. DJ Format and Edan are going to be there too.
Wow, that's big, man.
Yeah.
And you got Soweto Kinch at Oslo Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a friend of the show right there, man. Freestyle specialist, saxophonist.
Mm.
I said that right, innit?
It's fly on the saxophone.
It's got like three syllables.
And the Friday the 18th, our homie, Master Ace, Marco Pollo.
Marco Pollo.
He's at, they're at Jazz Cafe in London. You got Hip Hop Zoo at Fu Manchu.
Get me.
On Saturday the 19th.
You got The Last Poets at Artspace.
Yeah.
Artspace has been holding some crazy jams, boy.
And like then, some really cool lineups.
On the same night, Saturday the 19th, at the Chip Shop Brixton, you got the one and only
DJ Misbehaviour.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday it continues, the party goodness.
Jeez, if you got the energy for it, four to the floor Sunday sessions with DJ Snips at the Book Club.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to be playing that real, because that's all he gives a fuck about now.
And starting arguments on Twitter. But if you've got a jam to shout out, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We would love to let the people know where your party is happening. And all the full details of the gig guide are available on the Food Bar website as well. But Sat-K's was investigating earlier.
Yes, the investigation earlier. And it was a pretty simple one. Is can you list three essentials for the perfect party? I'm asking for a friend because they're trying to throw the perfect party. I already have my own perfect party, which is a beach party in winter. I'll let you lot know more details once we put whatever it is we need to put together. But shout out to the one and only Big Toast. He says, right, so the question is, just in case you forgot, can you list three essentials for the perfect party? This is what Big Toast says. Enough booze to make boring people seem interesting. Enough drugs to make boring people seem interesting.
Oh, dear.
And escape routes for when the booze and drugs wear off.
Aww.
Bam. That's always
who
a good
said
one.
That?
That was Big Toast.
Aww.
Shout out to Mark Lay. He
Everyone's
answered,
interesting.
He answered Big Toast by saying, I've always consumed drugs and alcohol to serious excess. I've never taken them to a level where this is possible, though. Guess I'm really a lightweight.
You know what? My experience of being someone who doesn't drink alcohol anymore, what you realize, the worst thing about giving up alcohol is people who drink feel uncomfortable drinking around you.
They can't help but say something. Or
that you
it.
Can see that they're a bit bammy. No, that they're getting wrecked and you're just stone cold sober, able to see this progression happening over the evening. And also,
it makes them feel awkward, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so
which
that's
is
the
weird
worst thing about it.
Because alcohol apparently it takes away the part in your brain that, what's the word?
Gravitas.
That's it. It takes away the part in your brain that tells you this is wrong. No, don't do this. This is
inhibitions.
A bit. Yeah, your moral. Yeah, inhibitions. That's it. I knew it was a four syllable word. But yeah, that's it. It takes away your inhibitions.
Mm.
So that's why people fuck up. But that's interesting that they still get paranoid around you as they're getting more drunk.
And the other thing that I've noticed now as a non-drinker is people become less interesting the more they drink. Like, you can be having a cool conversation with someone early in the evening, then you buck up with them later on, and you're like, okay, I'll speak to you another time, okay?
Wow.
But no, I think everything in moderation is okay.
If you look at it the other way, when people get blazed, they get all deep, bro.
Yeah, but you see, then I can start talking to them about astronomy and the gravitas of science and things like this. Shouts out to Q-Rock locked into the show and Bass Register.
Yo, Q-Rock.
Abby and Huds Up. Sandy Arches, Mischief, Spider-Man. Hit us up on the Twitter at Food Bar Radio. We're still going to get into this open mic very soon. First, I want to play you something brand new from Flip Tricks.
Yeah, I know what gravitas means now. You know what I mean? Shouts to Google documentary. Google dictionary.
Sorry, that was a lot of syllables, isn't it? Dictionary, yeah. Next week we'll cover the meaning of dictionary.
In the building, we stay building. I'm so high.
I see my vessel that my soul's attached to. No lay, I'm like a lion when I'm raining at you. From the solar plexus, golden fire rises at you. I play the pressure like shiatsu, but it ain't you to take your final breath and tie a lasso and hang like basketball and slam dunking hoops. I feel the vibe like a masseuse, killing time with the raccoons. Never get in line to pay them taxes like they ask you. I'm gonna catch you off guard on the back boot. It's a par for a glance, panel glass, a man. We can't we jam? Oh yes, we can. Moment time, man. Except our system is a scam. So don't be plotting on no ghost train going hellbound. My city enters meltdown. Cooking up a storm, the ingredients off the shelf now. Never out of date, I make you elevate. These featherweights are better, stay the hell away or detonate. I feel a glow no matter what the hell the weather say. I kill a show, collect my pay, get waved another day. I stand wild, never losing my inner child. Forever moving out and all the world spinning while we wild. Tears are spilling off the face above our nature while we smile. We're in denial, left to try. And if the queen be my beat, well I must be a king or star. Individual, left fingerprints in the ghost since a child. I break your faith down to increments of eating while you linger in the all. Got a dinner train or dinner on that plate though. Prophesizing like I'm paid toll. More German than paid though. Find a lab, I'm coming out and then I don the halo. Whoever's on that phone gets thrown like a hot potato. Ghostbusters clock the duppy man, you know it's case closed. Fit fear like vitamins instead of healing. Ritalin, we're needing discipline, yet no one's listening. Forgot we're flying through this holographic universe. It's cinematic like some distant planets, enigmatic. When I capture the magic and calibrate it into classics. Be written, rapturing the rights of my passage. All symptoms of illness, you're blinking, they will vanish. Drink to that like it's magic, get kicked back, relaxing. Come on, spliff, fat and banging at the beats that I rap on. Soon to blow like I left the gas on. It's like that sun. It's like that sun. It's like that sun.
Yeah. Flip Trix. Oh, sorry, we are paying a trial, aren't we? But yeah, brand new from Flip Trix on, you know, the label.
This label, the name is High Focus. You want to get your focus high.
Yes, and the track is called It's Like That. And we have so much more I still want to play you today. But right now, it's time where we're going to introduce you to the MCs who have come through to the studio.
Yes, it's open mic time, bitches and bitchettes. And who we got in the building today?
Yes, yes, Detrimental.
Detrimental.
Yes, yes, in Celestial Sea.
In Celestial Sea. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, we're good, fam. We're good, man.
You guys have been up here before, innit?
Yeah. Come down with part of 64 Squadron. Ah. I did take his time and shout out for Roscoe as well, man. He's holding it down, innit? He's moved away with the fam, innit? He's doing like, he's doing a family thing, man. He's living life to the fullest.
Where's
man.
He going?
Up north.
Yeah, he's proper up north, mate. He's way gone, mate.
Near the border.
He's
by the border.
Is it?
Real far.
Wow.
He's out in the sticks, mate.
Yeah, hold tight, Garnet.
Yes, hold tight.
So what he's done now, he's not rapping anymore.
Yeah, not a lot.
I wouldn't say it's done and that. I just say it's on ice, isn't it, man? You know what I mean? Like family thing first, isn't it?
He'll be back,
man.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He's just doing the Padre. He's doing the Padre thing. You got to be there.
Yeah, he's out in the sticks, mate. Finding that is that special thing, isn't it?
That's crazy, man. So how you lot been, man?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah. Good, man. I've been learning about this new word, gravitas. You know what I mean?
I heard that.
Need a little bit of gravitas in your life. You know what I mean? From time to time. You know, because not all of us understand, like, you know, a man of gravitas, such as myself.
Or dictionary.
You think I used it enough that it sounds like I know the word now?
You've used it so much it sounds like you don't use it.
So but where do you end up getting a name, MC name like yours?
Celestial, because I had a mad, like, see, I didn't take DMT yet, but I've spoke to people who have, and like, they said that it's out-of-body experiences. And like, when I've done this, man, it's like, just that's what leads me to music, innit? So it's like out-of-body, celestial, out in the stars, innit? Like, so.
Where's your accent from?
It's from Corby.
Hey!
Corby, all the way from Northampton. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Corby.
Yeah, Corby. Nah, it's a breed of like Scottish, isn't it? Like Scottish. It's like my family's all Scottish, yeah. Like we're all background from there, innit? Like we'll move down and that. So we've got that little gruff to our voices and that, man, innit? So it's a bit of a different
Sarah
one, innit?
Gruff, mate. How old are you?
Nice. Getting me in trouble.
Nah, Sarah loves accents. I didn't mean it like that. Kind of did.
That's not what you said. You didn't say Sarah loves accents.
Hey, look at here. We talk after, you know what I'm saying? Put it in my mom's name because, you know what I'm saying? I can't clear that shit. All right, let's get into this. So, open mic time. Who we got on the beat?
On the beat, we have Iron Monkey.
Iron Monkey.
Yeah, and who knows whether another MC might run
through. Yeah, Menace Mendoza's running late. You know how this hip hop shit goes, you know what I mean? Some people are on time, some people aren't. What can we do though? All we can do is start the fucking open mic right now, bitches and bitchettes. And this is how we're gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
We've got Detrimental, Celestial C. Iron Monkey on the beat. This is the
See, it's nice
show.
Being positive, but lies, if I'm honest with every one of you, this is a life. I don't want to live the time that I've got to give their line in their pockets with this kind of society. Driving me proper skits, live from the grotty bits. We fight for a pot of piss and grind till we die. Just to try, stay on top of this, we might have to climb out the viper's esophagus to light up the night when the skies fall on top of us inside. The apocalypse determine where the future leads. Murder all the vermin, exterminate the sewer breeds. Certain there's a purpose on the surface of the earth. It's just absurd the way it worked, the serpent turning off the user me's unusually cooling me and keep it moving loose and free. Truthfully, it's suiting me to carry on exclusively, ignoring all this shit. Had me praying out profusively, but now I've snapped the conch and back and act the way I used to be.
I'm telling my message as you're listening, you might get it. So at least I want foot on a spiritual path. We're all heading, everything's division, it's an elaborate scheme. And for thousands of years, humanity's been deceived. Cause it's all a trap, they want our minds to go blank, to see the world is not mad and to shut the pineal glands. They don't just open the mind to see that we're like confined in time. We just condense energy, solidified. So they've convinced us that they're the top dogs, yeah. And their life has a lot more meaning than us. That as people we're incapable of peace. So they're corrupt, they made a government and they run the streets. And if you don't like it, well they send their police. Yes, and they can beat you down in the name of their peace. They can lock you up and throw away the keys. Because you speak the truth, you cannot wake no shit.
There's a myriad of factors keeping me from feeling right. The evil, greedy people stop me easing off to sleep at night. It seems if you're elite, you're free to steal, deceive and cheat and lie. Feeding on the weak and keeping every meager piece of pie. Clearly being decent ain't a secret to an easy life, but still I keep it real, cause the demons need to see the light. Even if you're underneath your peak, need to keep the fight. Believe me when I speak, the deeper meaning's being redefined. I need some time for me to find some zen and put my head to rest. Better yet, forever spent not dwelling on the present mess. Effervescent presence with a sense to never second guess a second, cause we're better than the mentor sent to set the test. Believe me, that's real. You're more than what they're naming you. Our purpose isn't certain. Change the way they pay for you. Offer up your fate, but don't delay. You need to chase it too. There's no debate. Controlling hate's the only thing the labels do.
I turn on the news and I get greeted with despair. I see celebrities living luxury, families perish without a care. I see wealth and abundance get spent on nothing but greed. On those material things that people desire but don't actually need. Reality's obscene and I hope to wake from a fucked up dream. It's sweat drops and beats. I scream but it don't seem to be. Now this is a nightmare. Have no choice but to live in where the government spend money in trillions on killing innocents and kids that have needed seeds are not given basic essentials. It's a realm of hungry ghosts, it's held together by the devil. We play our parts blinded, blindfolded tight, tight around our minds. We live minus, there is a light, we ever find it. Will it be too late? We have the strength for numbers to make a change, for us to go up and correct our ways. See, I ain't sure, but I'm on my knees every day, asking for God's help while I pray, cause humanity's sanity needs saved.
Pose with guns, but that ain't shit unless the bars are tough. The geezer squeezing heat don't look like Kylie Jenner's father does. All about the image, what happened to showing the fucking arse? I'm loving, dreaming up a scheme, the sequence sweet as Fibonacci stuff. They couldn't hold their candle, been burning it at both ends. Waxing flames, attraction breaks with bars as if they're old friends. Past the age of clashing, mate, bars that don't do no sense. No gimmicky imagery, symmetry, mirrors or mimicry following no trends. For all the kids as whack, I'll show you how to kill the track. Cause this is how it sound when you got passion and no will to rap. Money ain't the focus, stay the brokers, different bills are stacking. I don't piss about, this is a mouth, I got the skills to match. Demonstrate with every verse, I spit a bunch of fucks with guns and drugs, ain't something that I'm working with. Yeah, I got my vices publicized, it hurts the purse a bit, but that's not advocating, I'm just saying you could learn from it.
Nothing says I'm woke, more than words type, not spoke to these people we don't know, trapped in a web of lost hope, and we share fear for lights, and this just to justify our insecurities. This awakens a trendy new hype. Now I connect through conspiracies that they used to deliver me from the evil that owns my being inside of a dome of misery. So I write rhymes to go and open up my third eye. Well, after Friday night, and I've racked a few more lines. Fuck it, here comes Monday, I'll give it another try. Tell you how to live your life and how you're wrong and how I'm right. And to not listen to the media because they spin you off lies. And don't listen to science either, gravity's a trick of the mind. Forces sublimely made, desires are all fake. Just like those statements when you put on capes to go and save the days. You're sharing those memes hoping that flat earth can be saved from aliens. You need our brains for nutrients to stay in caves.
Smoking like a pro, it's only rules you see me rolling with. Keep filling while I'm billing till the roach approaches shoulder width. Organic purple train wreck, headband Shiva or the
holy dick, I'm waiting on my time. I'm feeling as wavy as the ocean is. Terpenes in the ganja, they determine what the odor is. Tetrahydrocannabinol contained defines a potentness. A scale of 1 to 10, you'll find that mine defines what potent is. If they make it legal, exceeding all the dosages, smoke copious amounts of crows, still got flows as dope as this. I'm sounding sick, but looking like I've overdosed on opiates. People pass me by, wondering what that aroma is. That stench more intense than what your stereotypical stoner is. A busy, busy bee, no time to wonder where the sofa rib had manic. Panic, think it's time to roll up. If you're gonna have to wait a second, let me take a toke of this.
Yo, yo, let's set it off. I spray darts like Mac 11 shots. You're hardly letting off. I sucker punch a motherfucker like Charlie Zelenoff. Leave you gazing like indica dominant hazes. Hit the pith lemon crops, then I cough. Grade A shit's the dank. You get a sending off like Cantona in his heyday when he kicked the fan on some Liu Kang shit. Voodoo planned this. Now the powers combined, displaying outlandish language till you understand it. Dark side expanding, beats from barren planets. Sound rugged. Rehearse till the rhyme sticks, no nursery rhyme shit that you hear when you're out clubbing. Like pop goes the weasel. The everyday pressures got you looking malnourished like Schmeagle. In the sky I fly high like eagles, like diesel. The rhyme's lethal, penetrating your cerebral. Matt Murdock, blind confessions in the cathedral. My mind is twisted, drop those specialist flows. The rhyme is sickening, on some next shit. Like Jessica Jones getting iron fisted. Needless to say, yesterday I smoked about 10 spliffs and spent the day watching Netflix till I ran out of electric. Mad eccentric, like Rick, ravishing, rude and slick. A savage, a lunatic, as soon as the Buddha's lit. I consume energy in the room and spit. Sick shit too legit to quit. Dark side of the moon, the click eclipse in you and your crew, your shit. It's the cannabis addict with the massivist habit. I'm manic and savage, itchy trigger finger assassin. I panic and damage, intergalactic, like Galactus snacking on planets. Hey yo,
I was in court the other week. And in that building it was massive, you should have felt the heat. But when I cut through the town, what was it? I seen at least 20 homeless and they had nowhere to sleep. And they were freezing, they were starving, they were lying on the streets. Probably more victims of a system of deceit. Probably some of the boys that you sent overseas to go and steal some resource in one of your phony wars. So fuck you, Mrs. May, and the crooked establishment, the Nazi queen, and all the Buckingham inhabitants. See, I was patriotic and I got more educated. Yes, I used to love my country, now I pretty much hate it. I see that shit that we do in the Middle East. We drop bombs, we kill kids, and we call this shit peace. It's hypocrisy, and it's rather offensive. What's worse, the people seeing this, they're sitting on the fences.
Fuck radio rap, man, these pricks need to fix up. All I hear is mumbling like when I get my dick sucked. The veterans in Britain be knocking out some sick stuff. You must be on some top gear if you don't rate the stick, bruv. Wanna hear the guys that go on air and drop a heavy rhyme. But if it ain't commercial, no way it's getting any shine. Clowns are buying into it, clearly they ain't Pennywise. If ignorant is Vishra at Nirvana saying never mind. So it's staying underground. If we keep it real, you're gonna need to show me something. Coming with a deeper feel. If you ain't saying nothing, ain't worry about your street appeal. I'll always need my self-respect more than what I'd need a deal. I'd never be a waste man peddling that fake chat. Never sell my soul for popularity or playback. I'd kick it in the belly of the beast like I'm Ahab and eat it from the inside out to find a way back.
I write bars in the dark on my own. Don't answer the phone. Find my own answers to my own questions. Lessons that I learned through the struggles and the stresses have become blessings. I'm done stressing. Got these drunk slutty bitches undressing. Leg twitching when I push the head in. And I'm confessing. It's fun but it's not impressive. This one dude that got aggressive. She was pulling on my beard and shit. Trying to bite my bottom lip off. That's weird as shit. She wiped the lip gloss, smearing it. Talking this and that but I'm not hearing it. I bend your back and leave you with a souvenir. Then send you packing, steer the ship clear of it. Stormy seas got me feeling sick. Spinning out, beer and spliffs. The wave is tidal. I will not drown, I will not sink. I came to claim the title. I rock crowds, flows are toxic. You got sick, you need a Doc Brown. When I reveal poisonous poetry, like Tony D. They heard the hot sound, word got round. They know it's me, they know the team. Recognize the logo BCDSOTM on the hoodie. Echo Chamber was an instant classic. They're still waiting for the CD. If I'm not the best, then I probably should be. Far from a novice rookie. I came from a past life. I'm old school, BC, before Christ. My thoughts lie deep within the back of my mind. I think Jurassic 5, never 4 mics. Fuck it, give me one, and I rhyme on it all night. I think Jurassic 5, never 4 mics. Fuck it, give me one, and I rhyme on it all night.
Are you confused and shit still unclear. And when you think of death, you associate it with fear. Does it cripple you in misery? Does it drown you with sadness? Do you think someone passing with that is really tragic? Cause I see death as a form of our liberation, to escape this flesh we're enslaved. And in this realm that's owned by sadists, it's a chance to go and dance naked with all the creators, and to be truly present in the presence of true greatness. I don't see death as a reason for us to mourn. I celebrate leaving the same, embrace the birth of a newborn. And when I come to this world, well, I was kicking, I was screaming, now I want to leave in silence. I need the creators and I greet them, and I'll see the past the judgment. If not, I'll hear their reasons, and I'll come back to this place, yes, and I'll be a better being. I'll turn my frequencies up just a few more notches. I remember where I went wrong, and that's the song, yeah, I got this.
Every single one of us are kings and queens. Only difference is we're living within different means. 4 million kids in poverty is sickening scenes. They're just killing off the innocents with villainous schemes. Cause money's just a big fat illusion we're scammed with. Slave to the grave, spend your days getting shafted. More debt than money, it's insane. This is madness. If you ain't on this wave, change your station and bandwidth. It's got me thinking, where's all the money gone? Like, what about the money? All them second homes are running on austerity to remedy the poor. Just another con. Ain't just me feeling that there's something wrong. Veterans that can't heat their homes or put their oven on, lost legs in the field, getting told to run along. Pay to kill but sent to jail for growing plants and puffing on humanity. Hilarity, which planet are you fucking on?
My thoughts are black holes, I stalk the back roads, raw with rap flows. Ignore the crack holes that are snorting raps load, surpassing your plateau by 100%, bro. You stay lying like the son of Geppetto. Hear the thunderous echo, I stumble and step slow. Cryogenic corpses sleep under the red snow. Let's go. Babylon by bus in my headphones. Make the sky look beautiful. Executing fools, behead clones. Heads roll, buried with no headstones. I lay in my bed stone. In my dreams I see visions. Rotting flesh and dead bones. I wake up to reality. Wake and bake a spliff and a cup of tea. Another day I slept in till 3:30. I work the night shift. Work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep. To earn peas and burn trees. I standily step, mangle your flesh. From here to Bangladesh. I stay standing correct. I'm an ape and I'm banging my chest. Blazing in a bag of the cess, caving your face in, patiently waiting for you to get brazen. You get banged with the left, this Casey is tasting amazing. Got me feeling calm and sedated, but I ain't slipping on the path or the pavement. I stay patient, delayed gratification. Still I stay craving that sensation. Intoxication, fornication, a fallen nation, a war with Satan, a morbid statement. I'm in my crib, spliff blazing, in my crib pacing up and down. You're a fucking clown, I'm Rick James, bitch. Bitch, face it, your shit's basic, my shit's complex, you're on the wrong flex. Like bitches with deep throats and long necks. Want sex, pussy stinking and the thongs wet. When I'm on deck, no contest. Rock the mic with my bong breath. Got you shook like bomb threats. Mendoza on this one. Plaster the paraphernalia. Take a bud, break it up. Twist one, blaze it up. From England to Australia, people smoke cannabis. Writers be graphing shit, MCs be tagging shit, graphing up carriages, rapping sick in different kind of languages, and people can't understand this shit. I tell them what is hip hop, it runs through my veins. Dark side of the moon, that's the clip, what? Remember the name. Stresses and strains of life got me drinking Stellas again. I smile whenever it rains, stinking the weed on the train, excuse me? The roots lead too deep, underground, I'm stuck in a rut and a routine. Fuck it, I'm puffing the blue dream. I'm too fresh, I'm too clean. I'm too lean, I'm too keen to rock the mic. So pass me the mic, please. MCs are covered in ticks like Nikes. I mean, MCs are covered in ticks like fleas. I'm the Chinese Pisces. I'm highly likely to rock mics daily, nightly, with hot rhymes like these. Hot rhymes spicy, taste the flavour. What the frig is with this strange behaviour?
Venice Mendoza right there,
the SOTM. Hey. Bar Radio.
Yes, man. Yeah. I am Monkey on the beat. We still got more time for one more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Do your thing, brother.
Okay. Yeah. Shouts out to everybody in Kobe, yeah? And they've seen all the waves,
no.
Shouts out to Roscoe again. Hold it down, doing the family thing, because that's real life, my friends.
Yay.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Yeah, man's love for mankind has diminished for love for greed. And then the freedom of the people's been sold to bank for debt money. Naturalism bans with the majority inside poverty. And the minorities live like kings inside a game of monopoly. And the only feast on nothing but the utmost finest. By the majority wonders if it can provide all of its family. Inequality striking, well this shit has to pop. When will the bubble pop and then the penny finally drop? But they teach us to go and bow our heads and work hard, so we can go and pay for those bastards that are in charge. And we can do all the work so they don't have to. Then they get to live in luxury, not you. But we can stand together, we can sing no. We can remove cunts away from the throne. All we have to do is grow a backbone, because we're the sovereignty and the earth is our home.
Tell me more how you're spitting all them flames, bro. Okay, if you say so to me, it's the same old should stay in your lane. No, don't wake up that K-hole, cause my shit's been fuego since Fagin still made dough. Steal your glory, keep your shitty pocket watch. Blink, you'll miss the mister, rip the stitch and pick the pockets off. Cocktail super strength, sitting sipping on a Molotov. I wrap it, lights the rags up like a match and blows my noggin off.
Fucking hell, you like chewed that beat up, boy. He's like Detrimental, Menace Mendoza, Celestial C, that's right there. Right here, rather, on the hip-hop show, FUBARradio.com. If all you mother lovers check us out properly, you know that we really represent this real talent right here. You know how to get a hold of us, hiphop@FUBARradio.com.
And we'll be sharing all the links to all the MCs on the open mic today. Thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Iron Monkey on the beat as well. Shout out to Iron Monkey on the beat, man. I forgot that.
Shouts to Runner Run DMC, Akua Naru, Ty, Highbury Corner. If you missed any of our interviews from today's show, you definitely need to listen back at foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And thank you to you for tuning into the show, as this show is all about you guys. We're back next Monday, 4 p.m., with more illness for you. So, you know, you need to lock in. And up next on FUBAR, we have Michael Payne. He's going to be looking after you guys.
Pagan, so remember, did you say Pagan?
Michael Pagan. Should you give him his new label?
Pagan.
And we'll be back with Word of the Week next week.
Yeah, in my best Rev Run voice. You Pagan!
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see?